Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. A pilot from Colorado experienced mechanical problems and had to crash land in Marquette County on Sunday. Officials with the Marquette County Sheriff's Office said a 911 call came in around 3:07 p.m. Sunday from the pilot of a small airplane saying they were having mechanical problems and the plane was going down. The plane then crashed in a marshy area along the shore of the Fox River west of Lake Puckaway in the town of Montello. The pilot, the only person on the plane, was on their way from Erie, Colorado to Oshkosh for EAA AirVenture. No injuries were reported, and the Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. Meanwhile, this year's EAA AirVenture at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, which gets underway today, will feature a lot of red, white, and blue colors. Bob Nelson has the story for Civic Media News.
Dick Nepinski of AirVenture says they're supporting the American 250 program, celebrating the country's 250th anniversary. He says even NASA got into the spirit of things, bringing in some aircraft that decorated in patriotic fashion.
They're bringing in a couple of very interesting aircraft. They painted an F-15 and an F-18 in America 250 colors, stars and stripes. They are just gorgeous aircraft.
He says during AirVenture, Whitman Regional Airport becomes one of the busiest airports in the world, which can be a humbling experience for those seeing it for the first time.
There are more airplanes at Whitman Regional Airport than some countries have in their entire nation. And, you know, they are just in awe. And I can tell you, Bob, no one has ever come to AirVenture and turned to me and said, you know, it's smaller than I thought it would be.
Opening day highlights today include a big program by the Air Force, including the swearing in of new recruits. And country star Tyler Hubbard will perform at Theater in the Woods. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
And the EAA AirVenture Cup race is postponed to today due to wildfire smoke, reducing visibility below the minimum required to compete. Oshkosh firefighters responded to a fire on a coach bus on Interstate 41 southbound Saturday morning about 8:42 a.m. The fire was reported to be in a wheel area, but when fire crews arrived, the passenger area of the bus was fully engulfed in fire. All occupants were able to safely exit the bus. No injuries or smoke inhalation were reported. The bus is considered a total loss. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The 21-year-old Rosendale man suspected of attacking a woman while she was walking her 1-year-old son on the Mascouten Trail last month is free on bond. Miles Jeffrey Yeager posted a $200,000 cash bond during a hearing Friday in Fond du Lac County Court. An effort by his lawyer to get the amount of bond reduced was rejected by Judge Andrew Christensen. The judge did add some extra added conditions. Yeager is not allowed to have contact with the victim, possess any dangerous weapons, drive, or be out in public without a parent present. Yeager recently entered not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect pleas to the charges he's facing. A mental examination was ordered. A status conference in the case is scheduled for September 17th. Oshkosh police are looking for an 18-year-old Oshkosh man to question him about an incident in which a weapon was fired in the air. Officers were dispatched to the 1200 block of Titan Court at 1:49 Thursday morning. No one was injured by the gunfire. Police are looking for Javion Stark, who is wanted on a felony warrant by probation and parole. He should be considered armed and dangerous. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to call Oshkosh Police at 920-236-5700, option 1. The chief deputy for the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office urges residents to practice safe boating no matter what type of watercraft they're using. Recently, 5 children were involved in a collision between 2 personal watercrafts on Big Green Lake. 2 were injured but are doing well now. Chief Deputy Matt Vandekoek says, fortunately, all 5 were wearing personal flotation devices, which are always a good idea. He also recommends carrying a kill switch with you for your boat in case someone accidentally ends up in the water. Vandekoek also suggests operating your boat defensively if you're on a busy waterway because you never know what others are going to do or if they're distracted. Other tips include making sure your boat is operating properly before you hit the water. He also urges boaters to be sober if they're operating a watercraft. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.